B5.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, what city am I in? I don't know where I am.
Where in the world is Robert San Diego? I don't know. Where? Wait a minute, you're back in studio.
Well, yeah, I'm back in studio, but just ever so briefly, long enough to just kind of reorganize the Cat 5 cable and the little quarter-inch jacks, 8-inch, you know, all that stuff I have to do. But taking right. off after the show today, back out west, hadn't been there in a while, Seattle, Washington, hello, Pacific Northwest. I'll be sort of near you, Super Don, a few hours up the road.
That's right. Unfortunately, you'll be there, and I'll be here holding down the fort, but I think we'll be seeing each other sometime here soon.
Yeah, holding down the fort so well, in fact. Heads up, it is a new week of broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and Super Don is scheduled for first time ever to host the Robert Scott Bell Show by himself.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, no, looking forward to it.
Should I be nervous Thursday?
You should not be nervous.
I think I should be very nervous.
All right, fine. Be nervous. I promise I'll be good. But we're gonna have a good show on Thursday. We're gonna be talking with some of the good folks there in the autism community, people having to do with Autism One, and I think I'm gonna be making a major announcement having to do with the Health Freedom Express.
Yeah, so
something to look forward to.
Think about Health Freedom Express Thursday with Super Don this week.
There
Very
you
cool.
go.
All right, it is Advanced Medicine Monday. We're gonna be diving into some really cool stuff. Also, the healing philosophies of Dr. Rashid Batar today. We always have a good time. Also, there's a story about malaria. Somebody wanted me to talk about the attacks on chelation therapy, but I'm going to pass on that because Dr. Batar and I have done that before. It's not that we don't revisit things from time to time, but we've got a lot of cool announcements about Autism One coming up as well. Very exciting stuff happening. But, hey, as we crank up this hour, we've got James Maskell on. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him momentarily, but I do want to dive headlong into a story off of healthfinder.duh. Now,
yes.
Think about this. If, like, say, in modern medicine, when they say, this is what you need to do for this to happen. In other words, you've got to take this vaccine or you're going to die. This vaccine or you're going to get XYZ disease. Or you've got to take this vaccine, not once, but three times. And then what happens years later is they find out, even after all of their marketing madness, that they're having trouble getting girls to take it even once. But they're getting some of them in there to get it once, and then they don't come back. So what are they going to do? Are they going to say everybody's going to die? It's a failure? No.
They tried.
But they're not.
They tried.
Yeah. But what they're coming out with, it's the HPV shot failure. And instead of admitting failure, they basically say, well, you know about the three shots we told you they needed? We were just kidding. Two? No, it's not. It's one. You just need one. It's okay.
Oh, man, they tried so hard, so hard. I remember we covered story after story about how they were trying to get girls to get in and follow through, and they weren't, you know, the consistency wasn't there, and so they put commercials out on the air. And, you know, I'm one less. I'm one less person to get cancer because I went and got 15 shots.
It's that, you know, SaneVax, the gals at SaneVax have been covering this from the beginning just about. And we appreciate them very much. But really, all of this, let's say, counterforce in the new media has helped, of course, unfortunately, Many of the girls who have been harmed, some have even been killed by this, the word is getting out because of new media, and they're not having the success they thought they would have in rolling this out and just running roughshod over all the little girls and little boys on planet Earth, particularly in the West where they have a little bit of money to buy this stuff or have it covered by some form of mandated insurance, pre-Obamacare or post-Obamacare. So the researchers now, they're claiming that the women who only got one of the three recommended Cervarix doses still showed immune response 4 years later, despite the fact that it was approved based on needing three. But they just change it as they go along so that they can keep at least the one moving out there and pumping into the arms of little boys and little girls.
I don't know. I suppose what that does then is that the people that may have been a little bit nervous about having to go and get the three shots caused them to not get any shots at all. Now they get to see this where it says, well, one shot's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe then they'll be like, well, okay, I can probably do one shot. So it's an interesting strategy that they're going here. But my question is, listen, if the immune response, according to you, is good enough with just one shot,
right?
Why didn't you know this a few years ago when you started the campaign for HPV shots?
Oh, darn you, Super Don. You've asked another good question. They won't have an answer.
Where's the science here?
They won't have an answer.
Where's the testing?
They won't acknowledge it. Of course, the fact is that they are just making it up as they go along. HPV vaccination rates, according to the study, in the United States are very low. Only 54% in 2012 girls even received one dose, and just 33% of those went on to receive all three shots. So they get wise the first shot. They're like, I'm not coming back. So they realized they were fighting a losing battle. Rather than give up, they just said, well, okay, one's better than none. Even though the whole basis was we need three in order to achieve what they're trying to achieve, which is bogus to begin with. So, moms, dads, keep your kids away from the HPV shot. That's the message here. The science is not on their side. It's on yours as long as you stand up and protect your children from the pharmaceutical and vaccine industrial complex. That is the message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It is. And Robert, before we leave this story, we have to go with our usual little formula here, which is the last paragraph of the story.
Says it all.
It always seems like the last paragraph is always the best paragraph of the article, correct?
Yes, yes indeed. We need to set up some sort of surveillance system for those who only get one or two doses. It's according to the expert, right? If we're identifying those girls, let's see if we can follow them. We don't need to start a big randomized trial. We can just look back using medical records. So this is science by oops. Oops. Wait, what did we say? What originally? Oh, pay no attention to that. We'll just figure it out as we go along. So every little girl shot up, every young girl, every adult girl, woman, whatever, getting shot up are part of a grand experiment. Does that make you feel good? It shouldn't. What would make you feel worse is if you got the shot, though.
Anytime we read an article having to do with vaccines, you know, immunizations, shots, drugs, when the word surveillance is in that article, you got to start thinking, do I want to be a part of this? Since when is surveillance a part of the medical, establishment? Surveillance?
These shots are approved by the NSA, who will be surveilling your teenagers
after each.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, hats off for those who have stood steadfast against this intrusion on your little boys and girls with the Gardasil and Cervarix shots. It is absolute nonsense. We are vindicated, as we knew we would be, and as we knew we were from the moment we took the stand against this. So, great news there. By the way, just a reminder for those of you who are concerned with human papillomavirus on the cervix of any female. Of course, the men don't tend to have the cervixes, but they can be transmitters, according to the literature, of the human papillomavirus. You have the most powerful natural antimicrobial, and including virostatic, the stop viral replication substance on the planet, that is the bioactive silver hydrosol that we use here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, very good news there. And you can get that at the natural news story. You'll see the sovereign silver in there. Very cool. Now, let's see. What else we got coming? Oh, I got a preview what's happening today. We've never had this guy on. I've talked with him a few times off the air, James Maskell. And he is with ReviveProimaryCare.com, a very cool guy. He put on, I think I mentioned this spoof last week about the pink washing, rethinking the pink washing for 2014. Very funny kind of news piece, dismantling the propaganda lies of the Think Pink Revolution. And he has got an article coming out tomorrow, and we're going to preview why he didn't vaccinate his daughter, 5-month-old, I believe, or 5-year-old. We'll figure that out. But really cool stuff. This guy is good, and he's going to help reestablish natural medicine where it belongs, out there for everybody. So stand by for that. Once again, I'm heading out after the show today real quick. Got to get up to the West Coast, Washington State, Seattle area. I'll be doing some work with the Puget Consumers Co-op folks, PCC. Also, a public lecture, free to the public. If you're in Seattle area, tell your friends. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, and that's at Vitamin Life, Vitamin Life. And it's linked up, as I said, in the show notes, so you can find us wherever we're going to be. You just open up the page at robertscottbell.com to each day's show notes. And remember, after the show is over, we link up to the actual show so you can download it for free. Now, that's in Redmond, Washington, just outside of Seattle, Vitamin Life. They're at 425-869-7000, 425-869-7000. A couple of more updates this week, heading after Seattle to Atlanta for Curing the Incurable, Holistic Therapies for Chronic Disease, and I'll be lecturing this Friday evening at the Sheraton downtown Atlanta. We got an added bonus event in Sarasota, Florida, on the 16th of November, midday, that's a Saturday, at Roberts Arena, of all things. Robarts, I should say. Robarts, it looks like it's Roberts.
We'll call it Roberts.
Yeah,
we'll
today, that day it'll be Roberts Arena. That's for Richard's Whole Food Emporium. And then the Windhorse Theater in Eustis, Florida, that's the 22nd of November. We got a big event coming up, I'll tell you about, mid-December, down in Florida as well. So stay tuned for that. All the cool stuff is happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And again, Super Don, man, oh man, you're really going to host on Thursday?
Oh, stop it.
The Health Freedom Express. What do you got? You're the producer extraordinaire. You've got no opinions on anything.
sometimes they're a little bit too outspoken. But, hey, what do you expect? You know, I've been around you for 9 years now? I mean, that's going to rub off a little bit.
I'm Mr. No Opinion. What are you talking about?
I'm really looking forward to it and being able to spotlight what's going on with the upcoming Autism One.
Yep.
We've got actually a really explosive story. You'll have to tune in that I'll be covering, having to do with autistic kids and some of the treatment they're getting in the schools. And I'm looking forward to having some people on previewing an event that's taking place on Friday having to do with Dr. Wakefield.
Excellent. Yes, very cool stuff happening there. Also, get ready, the Refusers music tomorrow, because I'm going to be with Michael Belkin in Seattle. He's going to be with me on the show from the Refusers, so that's going to be cool locally there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, if you haven't heard any of their music, I know, we'll have to play some of the music on the show.
Well, that's what I said. Get it ready for tomorrow. Fired up. We got lots more healing to go. We're going to be joined by James Maskell next and Dr. Rasha Bitar for some Advanced Medicine Monday like nowhere else in broadcast media, robertscottbell.com. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, also on naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, GCN. Thanks for being here. We'll be rocking the health world more after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Last week we published an article at robertscottbell.com from James Masco. It's called Can We Rethink Pink in 2014? I enjoyed not only the article but the video, the YouTube that we linked to in it. A really great spoof of a news org, kind of a news magazine perspective on the whole pink washing campaign. And we talked off the air wanting to get him on, and we're going to kick off the week with my first guest here this Advanced Medicine Monday, James Masco. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, Robert. Great to be here with you today.
Oh, I'm pleased to have you on board. You made me laugh a lot with this. You interviewed a nice Australian nutritionist who countered the absurdities of all of the pinkwashing things, which you as the host of this show, kind of like, a news magazine thing. And what struck me about what you did was that it was done with great humor, some deadpan, the takes that I think need, in the spirit of really reaching the people through humor and irreverence. It's like right here in line with what we're doing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a lot of fun to do. It's a topic that is very important to me personally, and I just felt like it was time to really use comedy as a medium to be able to get some really important points across.
Yeah, exactly, and you pulled it off. Not always can it be done, and it was really a high-tech set. Everything was looking really nice, and I think the future of our new media, attempts to make a dent, it bodes well based on what I see you doing and accomplishing, and, of course, your backstory is something people are going to want to know, and I want to know more about why you're doing what you're doing. Why are you one of the good guys?
Well, that's a great question. Well, you know, why I started my marketing campaign for my new company with Pink is because my mother is a breast cancer survivor. She's had breast cancer. She's come through it. She used mainly natural means. She changed her diet. You know, she actually says herself that in her words, that ignorance was the disease and cancer was the cure, because it brought her face to face with real things about her diet, her lifestyle, and things that she could be taking advantage of. And I have a 5-month-old daughter, and I think it just came at the right time for her to really be able to make that change. And now she's super healthy and looking forward to, you know, many more years of life. But it was a real shift in understanding, and that's really powered me on to want to make this shift happen more clearly and more easily. And I think comedy is one way to do that. It's certainly not the only way that we're going to use.
Sure.
That's what really drove me on for this initial project.
James, you said your mother said ignorance was the disease, cancer was the cure. Now, that's one of the most unique and really awesome statements. I kind of get the spirit of it. I want you to explain it a little more, because most of people in the pink washing, you know, the Komen search for the non-cure, if you will, are all about awareness of cancer, if you will, but nothing to do with the cause. How is it possible your mom said a statement like this? And please tell us what you perceived that she meant. Ignorance was the disease and cancer was the cure.
Well, I think, you know, she's through her reading and through her understanding since she was diagnosed with cancer, and they caught it very early, you know, she's come to see really she wouldn't say this in these words, but really the epigenetic parts of cancer. You know, it's clearly not a genetic disease. You wouldn't see the rise in the rates that we see right now with it. It has really something to do with epigenetics. And when she understood that it was an epigenetic disease, and this was the ignorance fading away, then she realized that there were things that she could do to be able to reduce the chance of it coming back. There are causes of chronic disease, not just cancer, but other things. And, you know, it's something that I think over time, we'll see. If we look back, we'll see that there were many more preventable things that we could have been doing to avoid cancer. And, you know, that was part of what I wanted to make, to show on the video, is that, once you become aware of that, there are easy and more obvious things that you can do to start to reduce your cancer risk every day.
Yeah, in other words, the cure for cancer or prevention of cancer is not about throwing more buckets of the Colonel's chicken with a pink hue to it. This story is going to continue to grow as far as your passion here, I see with it, also your talent in bringing this out. By the way, we're talking with James Maskell, first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's got reviveprimarycare.com. We'll also talk a little bit about his mission and passion in the, we'll discuss the insurance game, the schemes around it, as well as, the allopathic domination of it, including as it relates to Obamacare, but also a new article that's just about to be released, and that's going to be about vaccinations, and it relates. He says he's got a 5-year-old daughter. My daughter's 8. My son is 13. Neither of which have been vaccinated. So I mean, I'm keenly interested in this, and I think we can help this thing go viral if it's as good as I feel it's going to be. So stand by for that. We're coming right back with more powerful healing. It's Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around. Lots more good stuff to come.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rethinking Pink in 2014, that's the article we were just referring to. I'd love for everybody to check out the video linked or embedded into the article. Very funny look back at, the pink washing. And of course, maybe we can stop this from happening again. So the ignorance that they are promoting, which is, it's not awareness, it's ignorance of the true causes of cancer. My guest, James Maskell, nailed it so well when he talked about the epigenetics that his mother even discovered after having been diagnosed. Now, we've got a lot of issues with the fundamental paradigm that is wrong with the entire cancer industry, raising awareness as such for it. We've got James. He's got reviveprimarycare.com. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. I just got back from the naturopathic convention or conference in New Hampshire, which was really cool. But, yes, there are paradigm shifts occurring, and they're even within the naturopathic realm. There are some folks that want to be more like the medical doctors and others that want to go back to the history of natural medicine as well. So we've got a real schism out there, James.
Big schism, yeah. Now, that is clear even among naturopaths. They have been divided and conquered, and unfortunately, I think it's a bit sad, but I do think that parts of naturopathic medicine that are really, really valuable, you know, naturopaths used to be referred to, or maybe still are, as the doctors that listen. I think listening is a big part of the future of medicine. If you see, you know, groups like functional medicine, Mark Hyman and Dr. Oz and those types of people have really incorporated listening into their paradigm for functional medicine. So I think we're seeing a bit of a shakeout, but I think those parts of natural medicine that really add value will be needed in the future of an optimal medical system if we're going to contain costs.
Right, and of course, all of this, let's say, the movement in the old media is about promoting the Obamacare, even as they recognize in many ways there's disaster associated with it. But the idea of insurance, to me, it's something that's not often discussed, is about putting a third-party intervener in between a doctor and a patient, that sacred relationship throughout history. Now suddenly a third party is responsible for directing and paying, therefore the karmic interaction that normally would occur in the healing relationship, you mentioned it, the listening. You're not listening to the patient, you're having to listen to whoever's going to pay you. And of course the limitation on coverage to primarily allopathic petrochemical medicine, patent medicine, is another issue. So there's a lot of layers of problems there.
Yeah, there are. And that's really what Revive Primary Care seeks to strip away and really come up with a new paradigm for health that benefits everyone. It benefits patients who are looking for a doctor that understands the cause of disease and wants to work with them on that level. It really benefits the doctors because they're able to practice the kind of medicine they want. They're able to keep their medical autonomy, and those that get the best results will, you know, continue to get new patients. And then it benefits society altogether because even the CDC says 75% of the costs that we face, not only now, but moving forward in medicine, are entirely preventable. That's a CDC quote. And so if we have any way of containing costs in the future, we really need to get that under control. And it doesn't really matter who's paying for it. You know, in America, we have sort of a split between businesses and people and government that pays for it a little bit each. In England, where I grew up, it was a single-payer system. But even in England now, the government is looking at trying to bring in a different system because they can't control the costs and they realize that it's going to bankrupt the government. So, you know, so there's no answers as long as the costs keep skyrocketing. The only answers are in cost control. And it's exciting to see that there's some green shoots in our economy, different businesses, different organizations that are looking to control the cost of chronic disease. And that's our primary goal at Revive Primary Care.
Well, James, you mentioned off the air, we were talking briefly, and you mentioned one of the big insurance companies out there in the world called Aetna. And what can you reveal about your discussion with somebody high up in that realm and their view of the insurance scheme and allopathic medicine, monopoly medicine?
Sure, yeah. I wrote a blog, and it went viral amongst naturopaths 3 weeks ago. I was at the New York Naturopathic Conference, and I heard from Mark Bertolini, and he's the CEO of Aetna. And if you go to that blog post, you can see a sort of an eight-minute video interview with him on CNBC, where his life has completely changed. He admits himself in 2004, he would have told you that everything in the natural health world was woo and had no value. And yet, around that time, one, he had a horrific skiing accident, and two, his son was diagnosed with a type of cancer that is basically incurable. And in the next little while, first of all, he's completely recovered now through a mixture of naturopathy and craniosacral therapy was what really sort of got him moving in the right direction. And now his son is seeing the naturopath, and his son is the only person ever to recover from his type of cancer. And then there's also, like, now he's been recommending naturopathy to other CEOs, Fortune 100, Fortune 500 CEOs, and it's starting to rub off. So this is an exciting progress. He feels like what Aetna is really trying to do in the medium term is to creatively destroy the insurance industry. He admits that there are powerful forces at work in America, and that's why they're primarily working in China and Qatar in the Middle East to try and create systems of medicine that are focused in cause, that are focused on non-communicable disease and chronic disease, and looking to basically build something without insurance, because, as you said, this middleman doesn't really serve anyone. If you look back at how America ended up with a system where companies pay for your insurance, which is not done anywhere else in the world, and it's really insane, you know, there's a lot of reasons why it came up that way, but it doesn't mean that that's an optimal system. And it seems to me that most of the political posturing is really about sort of hacking around that system rather than really taking a step back and saying, okay, how are we going to control costs? How is the most appropriate way for everyone to get paid so this all works? And, you know, unless we start having that conversation, I don't think we're going to make any real progress.
Right. My good friend John Rappaport wrote about the myth of the limited solution. It's sort of like the idea of nibbling around the edges is all you can do. Anybody that comes around and says wholesale blanket, we need to wipe out the insurance system as it's known today, is laughed out of the room. That's not realistic. You're not being serious about this yet. The idea of nibbling around the edges of a disastrous system as if that's going to fix it sounds like Mark Bertolini, if you said, from Aetna, is really getting it, wanting to scrap it and find out what actually works, which is where we have to go today.
He gets it. And, you know, it's not like you can come in and just, as the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, when you employ 50 million people, and just click your fingers and everything changes overnight. But at least someone with the right intention is in a place where they can really do something about it. And my intention is to use, you know, connect with him, and once we get Revive Primary Care really off and running, to be able to go to him and say, look, here's a community of people that want to be the guinea pigs for having a medical system where they're able to choose the type of care they want, and they're going to work with natural care as primary, and then they're going to use acute care. I mean, America has great acute care systems. The problem is we're treating chronic disease with acute tools,
right,
and it's not working.
Exactly.
And so, you know, what we're really looking to do is have the appropriate tools for the appropriate disease, and chronic disease definitely, to me, shows that there's some sort of chronicity of behavior that's happening, or some chronicity of something, of toxicity, or immune challenge, or diet, or stress,
right,
that needs to be dealt with, and these are all underlying causes that have to be got to, and you can't get to that in a 7-minute visit.
No.
You can't get to that in a petrochemical-based interaction, and so that's where we need to go.
James, you said it so very well. Now, very exciting things coming up. You have an article about to be released, I believe tomorrow it's scheduled to go worldwide through different mechanisms, and hopefully we can publish it as well here at the Robert Scott Bell Show website. But this relates to your daughter, and your daughter is not vaccinated, the same as both my children, but you've written a very thoughtful piece. You said you've been working on this for a long time.
Yeah, my daughter's actually 5 months. I think I said 5 years earlier, but she's actually 5 months. She's 6 months on Wednesday.
Okay.
But so I'm getting to that point where, you know, vaccinations are expected, and you know, I've been in this world for 8 years, Robert. When I shifted from being, I was a weird kid at school who did natural medicine. I had sort of a rebellious career path towards investment banking, where I thought that's what I wanted to do. And in about 4 months, realized that I was basically playing for the wrong team, and I needed to come back and play for the right team. And so I started working in alternative medicine. I moved to America and really started to look at, you know, what's going on here and how can I make a difference. I was trained in economics at university, and I saw that America had a big problem and a big, you know, and also a big potential for a great solution. Almost since the beginning of that, I've had the opportunity to work with practitioners who are doing great work in helping kids recover from childhood chronic disease, which is rife in America. 1 in 6 with a neurodevelopmental disorder. 1 in 25 now in New Jersey with autism. 1 in 25 boys. So, you know, we've got a serious problem here. And through that world and being introduced to that world for the last 8 years, I've been introduced to a lot of research that you don't see on TV that is coming out all the time. And, you know, over time, it's just sort of been cataloging in my brain all of these different reasons. But what I felt was missing was someone just to you know, sort of catalog those reasons with, you know, all with references so that people can see the science that I'm referring to, but just making it really clear. And I feel like up until now, most of the conversation, you know, has been very sensationalistic or very angry, or it's mums who have kids with kids who have, you know, arrived onto the autism spectrum through a perceived vaccination or otherwise. And while those, you know, those, opinions are very valid, it's very easy for the rest of the world to sort of dismiss those. And so what I feel like is I don't have an autistic daughter. I do have a daughter who, you know, if I want them to go to public school in New York, is going to have to be vaccinated. I just feel like it's a good time to speak up. And hopefully what you'll see with the article is it's just very well thought through, making arguments that are, you know, that are hard to dispel. And I bring in, yes, some things about, you know, about distrust of entities that I feel are inherently are not trustworthy, and I document why. I also bring in a lot of the new science about things like the Human Microbiome Project. This has only really been out for the last 2 years, but the Human Microbiome Project catalogs the 10 trillion cells and 100 trillion microbes that live on and around us all the time. Only in the last 2 years have we really understood that more than 99% of these microbes are mutually beneficial and we live in harmony with them. And I think that with that kind of understanding and some of the new research that's being shown, I think that there are other more efficient ways to gather the kind of immunity that's previously only been available through vaccinations. Mm. And so I lay out maybe why there's problems with the old strategy.
Sure.
And maybe there's, you know, new strategies that are emerging.
James, what is the title of this article?
It's called 8 Reasons Why I Haven't Vaccinated My Daughter.
All right, stand by and I'll get James to reveal at least 2 when we come back from this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repair you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Scott Bell Show.
Eight reasons why I haven't vaccinated my daughter. That's the article that we're sneak previewing right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, having already published something from James here on the Rethink Pink concept for 2014. Looking forward. Great video. You must watch it. I've got it linked and embedded in the show notes today. Also, with this movement, this new media, the development, again, the innovation, the creativity, that's what's going to win. It's not going to be because we shout louder than those guys and gals over there shouting at us. It's about creativity and out-creating and out-thinking them, because we're about the freedom to heal, your freedom to reject things like, for instance, vaccination. Now, James, you mentioned that if you want to send your kid to a regular school or what I call a public school, I call them indoctrination centers, honestly, in New York, they make it very difficult, to darn near impossible, to opt out, even with religious freedom. So you've got a dilemma up ahead if you're really thinking about doing this.
Yeah, and that's why I want to have an honest, open, and good discourse about this topic, because I feel like it's a topic that we've definitely been divided and conquered on. And so I think that's, I think just a little bit of rational discourse, will go a long way to start to make this something that, you know, people can feel confident discussing.
Well, that's assuming the folks on the other side of the equation are rational. We'll see what happens. This is scheduled to be released tomorrow. That will be the 5th of November on Tuesday. It'll be out. Where is HuffPo picking this up? Who's picking this article up? You know,
We got it on MindBodyGreen to start, and okay. We'll see how it goes from that.
MindBodyGreen, again, I look forward to being able to publish it as well here at robertscottbell.com. We'll get you a heads up. Now, you've got eight. I asked and I mentioned that you might be able or willing to reveal a couple of them to tease people to see. They're going to want to read the other six, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, let me give you one. I mean, there's a lot that people talk about. People talk about, you know, toxins and so forth. But, you know, there's a couple of ones that I think are unique to this article that probably haven't been spoken about before. One of the things we're going to talk about is the complications from vaccines versus the risk of complications from infection. You know, one of the things I speak about is that there's a study that talks about the fact that the long-term consequences of preventing natural exposure to agents covered by vaccines are not known. So we talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, there are risks from acute infections, but there are also risks from delaying those infections. So now you've recently seen there's been studies that have shown that Tylenol might be associated with autism. So people have a fever, and people assume that fever is a bad thing. They give Tylenol to break the fever, and then there are consequences as a result of that. Now, these are small consequences that happen over time, but there is more research now to show that perhaps the artificial breaking of a fever, which is a natural response from the body, might not be such a good idea, and we may be feeling the causes of that as it builds up over a long time. So that's one thing I'm bringing up that I don't think a lot of people have spoken about before.
No, you're right. Brilliant. I'm actually very excited to read up on that alone, the depths to which you're going to go. One other thing you can reveal here real quick.
I just mentioned it a little bit before, but there's the human microbiome is fascinating and needs to be. It's really new science, and we really understand it. One of the things I'm going to be talking about there is that there's a new science that came out earlier this year from Stanford, which basically wipes away almost traditional immunity dogma, which says that you can only have immunity to something that you've been exposed to. And what they're showing is essentially that if you have a good solid microbiome and you've been exposed to a lot of bugs over time and you've built up a good immunity, you can actually have antibodies in your system to microbes that you've never been exposed to because there's a synergistic effect from other microbes. So, you know, when you see kids eating dirt or otherwise, I think we're going to all come around to the fact that Dwight Schrute from The Office was probably about right in that you really need to have exposure to more microbes to build up resilience and immunity.
Well,
and that's
this
an area that hasn't really been spoken about with vaccines. It's an area where we're making huge decisions all the way along. Just last week, the director of the CDC said that we're reaching the end of the antibiotic era.
Yes.
And so we're maybe going to do some damage that we're not going to walk away from. And I think we need to sort of have a rational discussion about it before that happens.
James, you're so nailing it. I love it. And I'm so glad we finally connected to get together and do this and also publish what you're doing. The idea of not needing pre-exposure. Brilliant. And of course, we've covered articles over the years of, for instance, kids that grow up on farms exposed to all kinds of microbes that the city slickers aren't, tend to be healthier, more resilient, their immune system's intact, and they're exposed to things, not isolated from them. So we're going to do some more with you in the future, but check it out. The article coming out tomorrow, 8 Reasons Why I Haven't Vaccinated My Daughter, it's going to be a blockbuster. Certainly we're going to get it out here. James, thanks for being here, and we've got to go. We've got Advanced Medicine Monday, Dr. Rasha Bitar coming up next. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1
M1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.